Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, and Chicago Gould's parent company Alphabet says it's cutting 12,000 positions. That's 6% of its workforce. CBS's Janet Shamlian with MarketWatch's James Rogers.
Did these companies fail to plan for uncertain economic conditions?
They built their businesses to basically to support pandemic era operations. And then suddenly, when that spending is drawn back, when it's not there anymore, they've now got a different type of organization.
Is this a new reality going forward?
Companies are going to be a little bit tighter, a bit more controlled. And then maybe as we move out through 2024, we might see them grow again.
As the U.S. Treasury Department uses so-called extraordinary measures to buy Congress time to work on the debt limit issue, President Biden says he'll soon meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The debt we're paying on, and we're going to have a little discussion about that with the new majority leader of the House, has accumulated over 200 years.
Speaker McCarthy says in a tweet that he looks forward to meeting with the president and discussing how to raise the U.S. debt limit. Ukraine is bracing for what's expected to be a new Russian offensive. CBS's Deborah Patta reports from Ukraine.
For all the promises of high-tech firepower, there is no shortcut when it comes to digging in against the enemy.
Is it difficult to build trenches when the ground is frozen?
Vashko.
It's very hard, Major Chekhan told us. It's rock-solid ice with constant rain and snow.
This is trench warfare fought in sub-zero temperatures, and there's a lot of territory to defend. This one is just near the Russian border.
Elon Musk takes the stand in San Francisco in a securities fraud trial centered around a single tweet about taking the company private, later saying it was not happening. The Twitter CEO has testified in his own defense. KPIX-TV's Wilson Walker was in the courtroom.
Right away, shareholder attorney Nicholas Porritt questioned Musk about his relationship with Twitter, how he uses it for corporate messaging, how he sparked controversy, namely the Thailand cave rescue incident, and how close associates even asked Musk to step away from tweeting, but Musk pushed back. He says his tweets do not directly affect things like changing stock prices, and he described the years around 2018 as being, quote, extremely painful, unquote.
Tesla already paid $40 million to the SEC over the tweet, and it also cost Musk the chairmanship of the Tesla board. 2022 was the slowest year for U.S. home sales in nearly a decade. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with unbelievable extended end-of-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL. Steel.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Act fast, because for a limited time only, General Steel is extending its end of year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here's a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, January 23rd. In Wood County, the Central Wisconsin State Fair Subcommittee will meet at 5:30 p.m. at the Fair Office in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Judicial General Government Committee meeting will take place at 5:30 p.m. at the Portage County Courthouse. The City of Stevens Point Bicycle and Pedestrian Street Safety Commission will meet at 5 p.m. at the Community Room. Clark Street in Stevens Point will be partially closed on Monday. The Utility Department will close the left lane of Clark Street from Michigan Avenue to Cross Street from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Please slow down in this area to help keep utility crews safe. There will be a blood drive on Monday in Wisconsin Rapids. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin will be at the former East Junior High School Music Room from 2 to 7 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 19. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 18. Partly cloudy Sunday with highs around 26. 27 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
As we know, I'm a very competitive person. You know how competitive I am? Prick me to start giving blood. They tell me that there's been a contest to see who can fill up their bag the fastest. 5 minutes, 4 seconds. I got done and I said, did I win? And I said, you were the fastest all day.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin. Welcome back to the second hour, the noon hour, the lunch hour of As Goes Wisconsin on this Friday, January 20th. This hour, we are going to, after this segment and the next segment, do our weekly news quiz to see how felt like this week was I don't know, there's never really a slow news week, but every day as I was checking the news, there was less than usual that I was interested in talking about. So I feel like there may be, I might not be as, we may not get 5 out of 5, but we'll see.
We'll give it our best shot.
And then at 12:30, we are talking to Hans Dram, who is the president of the Dram Corporation, because they have, up in Manitowoc, expanded their headquarters and in a very sustainable way. So I'm excited for everyone to hear what they did and to hear from Hans in how hard it was, how expensive it was. Would he recommend? Would he do it again? I guess is also the question there. And then at the end of the hour, we will return. We only have 10 days, 11 days left, I guess, without the weekends. But we're getting to the second half of 100 ways to improve your life slightly without a lot of effort. So we will round out the hour with that. But to kick off, it's a real who's done it.
Isn't it, Joe? Yes.
You know, in these investigations with the, you know, country's top people really looking into trying to figure out and crack the case, you'd think that they'd be able to get to the bottom of this, but apparently not.
And
because
we're talking about
the Supreme Court simply just can't figure out who leaked the abortion opinion after 8 months. You know, the embattled institution known as the Supreme Court released a report yesterday on its investigation into who leaked the draft opinion.
Find the leaker.
That overturned Roe versus Wade, because you remember how upset and how crazy it was and what a damaging scenario it created of daring to leak the opinion. And, you know, there was all these theories on, was it one of the conservative justices to pressure some of the other justices to change their opinion? Was it to quell a June surprise that could have been carried into the midterms? Was it one of the more liberal justices? A lot of people had theories on who it was.
Yes.
But it turns out that they have not been able to figure out who it was. And so The report concludes that the court is unable to determine at this time, using a preponderance of the evidence standard, the identity of the person or persons who disclosed the draft majority opinion. However, it appears that the investigators did not question the nine justices themselves.
Is that not just mind-blowing?
Like, how do you justify this as being a investigation if you're not even going to talk to the nine people who wrote and who are have been accused of by, you know, by different credible, I don't know how credible, but, you know, like Sam Alito, who allegedly leaked a birth control opinion in 2014, and Clarence Thomas, whose wife, Jenny, is a conservative activist who tried to overturn the 2020 election. So, you know, like, maybe talk to these guys or talk to everyone. And so there was a legal journalist who was looking into this named Chris Geidner, and they were tweeting about it. And so they said, the report says the investigation focused on court personnel, temporary law clerks, and permanent employees who had or may have had access to the draft opinion during the period from the initial circulation until the publication by Politico. So law clerks and other employees were even asked to hand over their cell phones. So deep enough probe there. But the investigators acknowledged that it wasn't only employees who had access to sensitive documents. Emphasis on the investigators determined that in addition to the justices, 82 employees had access to electronic or hard copies of the draft opinion. And it doesn't seem like they're going to push this anymore. So they're still, apparently, the investigators are still following some loose strands, but it doesn't sound particularly confident that it's going to turn up to be anything.
Well, again, because they're not even talking to the nine principals, for pity's sake. That's like having a burglary investigation and not interviewing the owner of the house that was burgled.
Or, I mean, this is a little bit darker, but you know how in true crime fashion, where if a spouse or partner ever winds up dead, you're like, oh, always start with the spouse.
Of course.
And so, I don't really know how they get, and like if they're just all gonna be like, well, they did their best.
Whoops.
I guess we got to move on. Can't crack this one.
And I tend to believe that whoever leaked this will make someone look bad or one side look bad, and that's why they're never going to release who did it.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, the court's integrity is potentially at stake, because if you find out it actually is one of the justices on either side.
Yeah, but with what we already know about what Alito's done, that hasn't, I mean, integrity, really? We need a different word.
No, but I mean, if it's one thing for, you know, wackadoos like you and I to have our suspicions. It's another thing to have those suspicions confirmed by an actual investigator to be like, oh yeah, Alito did this.
Yeah, true.
And now what?
Yeah.
Because then there has to be consequences, right? And so is it just in the court's best interest to just make sure that we just move on?
Yes.
From this?
Without a doubt.
Like, because they're already facing so much, such a credibility crisis? Is that what we want to call it?
They're so unpopular right now. The Supreme Court is so unpopular that, yeah, I think it's like, let's just let it go. We don't want people looking at us too closely anymore. It makes us uncomfortable being in the spotlight. We just want to do what we do in the shadows. Leave us alone. Trust us. We're the Supremes.
But who, and I feel like I have to go back and look at, so like, who was overseeing the investigation? Because I'm trying to imagine, of all the different investigations that are happening right now. So investigations into Trump, investigations into Biden and his documents, investigations into Hunter Biden and all the things that people are really looking into. And the situations where one side would definitely not accept that, like, they just couldn't figure it out. I guess, you know, to a certain extent, in the investigation that Michael Gableman did in Wisconsin, we just had to accept that, oh, you spent a lot of money, and we just had to accept that you found nothing, and there's no, and that's fine.
And let's know. Let's just move on. Over $1 million.
Just move on.
And over $1 million in taxpayer money. It's all good. Nothing to see here. It's all fine. Let's go on.
Yeah. Let's just move on to the next thing. Yeah. But yeah, I just, like I said, call Scooby-Doo. Velma. Speaking of that, I guess there's a new Velma. Were you a Scooby-Doo fan?
I was.
So there's a new Mindy Kaling of The Office fame, and yeah. She's written multiple books, and she's been very successful. This is some TikTok drama for you. So she has a new version of Velma. So, or like Velma the character. And so the show is called Velma, and it's a cartoon. She voices Velma, and it's kind of, I have not watched this. I've gleaned all of this from TikTok. So bear with me. It's Friday. Basically, there's a lot of, this is like showing you how quickly sometimes the conversations around representation and things that, like, at one point, someone like Mindy Kaling, who was such a representative of South Asian, Indian, darker complexion in entertainment. And now with 2 decades of work, there's a younger generation that finds, I guess there's like things that are happening in the show that are like buying, like playing up stereotypes. And like, so there's been this like whole discourse on specifically Mindy Kaling and how like her work in this cartoon of Velma. And it's one of those things where it's just like, and I, it's a little eye roll inducing. I'm like, really? Is this what we're talking, out of all the things you could be upset about right
nothing
now?
Else
this
to, is nothing else to worry about, Kristen, but Velma. We're worried about
I know.
Velma.
But if anything, it makes me want to go watch it now.
Yeah, well, now I'm curious about what
especially if you liked Scooby-Doo.
Well, and what's everybody all ticked off about this time? I did investigate, by the way, Chief Justice John Roberts, according to MSNBC, directed Gail Curley, who is the marshal of the Supreme Court, to investigate the leak.
Okay.
So the marshal came up with nothing.
You could have told me literally anything there, and I would have believed you, because I don't know who that person is. I don't know what the marshal does.
It was the Supreme Court Chief Jester who led the investigation with bells on his toes.
And he painted his face.
Yes.
And he put on his special hat.
And the hat with the thing. Yeah.
With the hats with the bells on it. Yes, and he did some cartwheels, and it was great. He did his job.
He did.
All right. Well. all right. So when we're going to take a little, we're going to come back and do the testing of knowledge of, how do you think you're going to do this week?
I'll give myself a C.
So this is typically national news. And so we will see how we do when we come back. But play along with us. And as always, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. If you want to text your answers in as we read them, we'll give you credit. We'll give you, some kind of credit. I don't know. All right. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. It's all right. It's all right.
Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Okay, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Birkie Beiner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
On FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
If there's a question bothering your brain that you think you know how to explain, you need a test. Yeah, think up a test.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on this Friday, January 20th. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. It is the time of the week where we test our knowledge in a fun five-question quiz on the news that happened this week. We're usually pretty good at this, but you are welcome. You're welcome to play along with us. 844-967-2789. Shoot us a text if you think you know the answers. And so how this works is we have to read all five questions. And we don't find out how many we got right until the end. And so question number one, which prime minister unexpectedly resigned this week? Canada's Justin Trudeau, the UK's Rishi Sunak, New Zealand's Jacinda Ardern, India's Narendra Modi.
It's Jacinda.
So we got that one right. All right, which product sales jumped nearly 10% last year, boosted by popularity on TikTok? I should know this, but I don't know if I will. A, Stanley mugs? B, fridge organizers? C, butter? D, canned seafood? I actually don't know this because I don't think I've seen TikToks for any of these things. And I didn't read this article this week.
Because it is the dumbest one, I'm going with butter.
That's kind of what my gut instinct it was, too. But which product sales jumped nearly 10% last year, boosted by popularity on TikTok? It might be fridge organizers, because there is this whole thing on TikTok of, like, organizer TikTok, which is videos, like, fast-cut videos of people who clearly have spent way too much money at the Container Store, like, putting like everything you buy, taking it out of its original packaging and putting it into like your cereal. You take it out of that box and you put it into like a like air sealed thing that you can pour out of. And like you put like your string cheese into this container and stuff. So you're going to say butter. I'm going to say fridge organizer. Right. So it's either going to be B or C for number two. Butter is dumb enough to sound like it could be true, too. Well, but
and the reason I say that is there was this whole trend with butter boards.
That's true, too.
So that's kind of why I'm leaning towards butter. But we'll see.
And there's a lot of cooking that happens. People like love watching cooking videos on TikTok. So I think it's one of the two. If it's one of the other two, I will not understand why. All right. Number three. In a recent study, scientists said they successfully diverted a real-world occurrence of what natural phenomenon? A, tornadoes. B, earthquakes. C, lightning. D, tsunamis.
Wow. Read it once more time, please.
So in a recent study, scientists said they successfully diverted a real-world occurrence of what natural phenomenon? So this is what's not on here, because if it was an asteroid, I would know for sure that we were that one we did last year.
Right, right.
So basically, what did they divert? A tornado, an earthquake, lightning, or a tsunami?
I'll go lightning.
I'm going to say a tornado.
All right.
Okay. We're not as good as we usually are. All right. Number four. After 2 years of being virtual, which film festival opened this week in person? A, Sundance. B, South by Southwest. C, Venice. D, Cannes.
Sundance, baby. I was there once.
I actually met, we went to the Cathedral Square art installation that's happening right now, which is beautiful. It'd be more beautiful maybe if there was snow. But we met two people who are from Salt Lake City, like their downtown area, and they're being hosted by people who work from Milwaukee downtown. And that was my first question. I was like, "Oh, did you guys leave to avoid the Sundance folks?" And they're like, "Well, the amateurs already come, always come this weekend, so we'll go next weekend and watch all the video, all the actual films."
It's a tiny town that gets mobbed. It really is.
Have you ever been?
I have. Yeah, long time ago.
Me too.
Long time ago.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, and then number five, Twitter finished auctioning off various items from its San Francisco headquarters. Which of the following nabbed the highest price? Did you hear about this?
No.
That they're doing an auction?
No.
But they're selling off. They're selling things off.
Because Elon's got no money.
Well, he has money. He's just trying to make the company not
bleed
more
money?
Profitable than it is. So a blue soundproof booth. B, planter shaped like an at symbol. C, a Twitter bird statue. D, sink carried by Elon Musk.
Oh, man. It's that.
I think it's the bird. It's like the birds, the tweeter. You think it's the sink?
I think it's the sink.
You think there's someone who would pay a top dollar for a sink just because it was carried by Elon Musk?
There is some dude bro out there. Dudes! I got this sink that Musk carried, man. I'm so cool.
All right. Let's see. So we got New Zealand. We got the first one. New Zealand PM, Jacinda Ardern. Yes, okay. I am saying it right. Announced her resignation. So we got that one right. We were both wrong. Canned seafood sales jumped nearly 10% last year because of TikTok.
Really?
Apparently. I'm speechless. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of canned tuna, even though you don't necessarily know what's in there, but it works for tuna casserole, which is all that matters.
Well, that's the only thing that it works for.
Now we have to go back and see what I'm going to try to.
Why
now
was
I have
that
to try
thing?
To get on canned seafood TikTok and see what the buzz is about. All right. Number three, you were right. Scientists successfully diverted lightning.
That was the only thing that seemed plausible to me.
Yeah, I don't really know how you do stop a tornado, but
you can try and attract lightning with other things, I think.
And then, all right, so then we were both right. Sundance Film Festival opened this week, and it was not a sink.
Ah, bummer.
A Twitter bird statue got the highest price at $100,000 at the company's auction. So I don't know where you put that thing because I think it's pretty big. But I think the same thing whenever I go by any store, like any of those big like stores that just have tons of like land, like statues.
Yes.
For gardens. You're like, how do you sell enough of these to stay in business? This is a cover for something, but maybe I'm wrong. All right. When we come back, Hans Dram, the president of Dram Corporation, is going to be here. And this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Don't believe it because they say it's so. If it's not true, you have a right to know. Put it to the...
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to...
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Winter Farmers Market will be this Saturday at the Moravian Church from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located at 310 First Avenue South, the Winter Market will be in the church basement. Vendors vary from week to week, so stop down and see what's on display. There's always room for more vendors. Visit their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market, for more information. Wisconsin voters will have their say on a proposed state constitutional amendment to give judges more discretion when setting bail for dangerous defendants. The state assembly gave final approval to the ballot measure yesterday. Lawmakers are also putting an advisory question on state ballots about requirements for unemployment recipients, which are already law. In sports, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he won't be a part of the rebuild in Green Bay. He tells the Pat McAfee podcast this week he needs time to think about his future. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 19. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 18. Partly cloudy Sunday with highs around 26. 27 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
How warm our winter feels right now, and because of climate change and how Milwaukee and the Green Bay area, more than almost any other city in the U.S., is having warmer and warmer winters. And I kind of asked, I was like, well, what can any of us do? But now we're going to be talking about a company, a family-owned Manitowoc company, that is doing their part because they incorporated a ton of sustainability efforts into their new facility. So Dram Corporation unveiled its new headquarters. And with us today is president of Dram Corporation, Hans Dram. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to talk to you. So I guess, so first, let's start with the very beginning. What does Dram Corporation do?
Sure. Well, most of your listeners, most people will know us for our retail watering products. Pretty much anything you can put at the end of your garden hose, including the hose itself, that's what we may make and sell around the country, around the world in some parts. And that's one of our four business segments. It's the largest, but the company has its foundations, its roots in commercial growing. So traditionally horticulture, today there's more and more indoor agriculture, but we cover all of that. But that's our foundation was in that segment. My grandfather was a florist in Manitowoc. He had a little flower shop downtown. His brother had the adjacent meat market in the same building. So there's a lot of family entrepreneurship. But besides selling flowers, my grandfather was quite a tinkerer, inventor, and he made a few different products, some that he would sell alongside his flowers, some that he made for the growers that he would buy flowers from. One of those being what we call the water breaker, the nozzle that goes at the end of what we call a rain wand. Lots of people just refer to them as water wands, but so that was the foundation of the business. And unfortunately, he died at a young age. And my grandmother, who was a school teacher and a librarian, she tried to keep up the sale of that product, of the water breaker, from home. So stories of how she would come home over a lunch break and package up this and ship them out and then go back to school. And then eventually then they had two boys, my uncle and my father, and my uncle came back to Manitowoc and started a manufacturing business. And my father was in the horticulture industry. He was a seed salesman. There's actually such a thing. People go around, they sell seeds to growers. But he came back and he kind of joined forces, and that's how Dram was rekindled. So we never thought of it as going away. It just was a very slow period. And then they brought it back. And then unfortunately, 70s, my uncle passed away at a young age as well. And then it was just my father in it, but it's grown slowly over the years and more rapidly in the last, 5, 10, 15 years. And I came back home in late 2007 and joined. So different.
So you're like me, you were a boomerang. So did you grow up in Manitowoc? And then where was your time away that you came back from?
I grew up in Manitowoc, went to high school in Lincoln, went to college in Chicago, worked in Chicago, then Baltimore, Washington area for a while, then back to Chicago for a few years. And then we had a little girl and thought, where else can we live? That would be fun, but manageable.
Yeah, there you go. I went to a lot of places before I got back to Wisconsin. So going back to today and now with it's what I'm reading, and I have no idea what it actually takes to build a building that is sustainable, but at least from reading, I think we first found this in the WPR article that was on this, on the new headquarters. But I mean, was it from as soon as you knew you needed an expansion that you knew you wanted to make it sustainable as much as sustainable as possible?
Yeah. And I would underline sustainable as possible. It's not a LEED certified building. We learned a lot, but this goes hand in hand with our values. My sister really likes to stress that, and kind of goes back to the foundation of the business. We're helping people deliver water to what they're growing. And water's always been a resource. In the 40s and 30s, the growers had to pay for their water. There weren't probably as many concerns as there are today, but that just makes it all the more important. And that's kind of the foundation of the business, and we wanted to be consistent with that. So the builders and architects that we worked with, you know, they have LEED certifications. I'm not, if you're familiar with LEED buildings, they are certified energy efficient, not just energy efficient, but, you know, conservationally designed for that purpose. A truly LEED certified building can be extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is not obvious, has to do with, you know, the kind of the guts and skeleton of the building, how, you know, the functionality of the HVAC system, things like that. So, but where we could, we decided that we wanted to make it as, you know, conservationally minded as possible. To that end, the materials we've used, all the carpeting in the office is made from, you know, fully recycled materials, and when it has to be replaced, it can be recycled again. The building framework, the metal walls and skeleton of the warehouse, which is 84,000 square feet, that's 74% recycled content, according to our builders. And then the real estate itself, there's a retention pond on it that actually belongs to the city, but we're working with them to see what we can do with that. And first thing we're going to do is treat it to make sure it's an aerobic pond, because we do that on the commercial side of the business. We have a water treatment segment, which I'll get to, and just make it more friendly to wildlife if we can. You know, I'm hoping to maybe get a duck house. There's geese that migrate through, and, you know, some water lilies and other flora that would be helpful to the pond. So there's that. We also installed a large solar array on site, and, you know, there's practical purposes of that too. It's great because mm-hmm. it's helping us save a lot on our energy costs.
Yeah,
it was a big investment, but it's 286 solar panels, and it's really, as soon as they flipped the switch, it really made an impact. So we're really happy about that. Let's see, what am I not thinking about the building?
I think there's even like how much natural light is getting in, right? And so as far as not needing as much lighting and energy going to overhead lights, right?
Yeah. And of course, it being a brand new building, all the lighting is extremely efficient. But, you know, kind of relied on the engineers and the builder to take care of that for us. But we're certainly very happy about that. But yeah, we tried to put bring in as much natural light, and especially in the front office, the whole front face of it is all glass. So that's nice. And it's, you know, not just to kind of help bring nature in, but we believe it makes people feel better too. You know, you're not in a cave, and did that as much as possible in the warehouse. It's hard to have windows low, but we have a lot of them around the whole periphery of the building.
Absolutely. We're talking to Hans Dram, who is the president of the Dram Corporation. Go ahead, Jane.
Hans, when you talked about the carpeting in particular that was all from recycled materials and then can get recycled again, was it tough to source stuff like that? I mean, is there more than one manufacturer who makes stuff like that?
It's certainly getting easier, from what I understand. You know, we don't build a new building every year. it wasn't as difficult as you might think. And I honestly can't say if we had, you know, three choices or four choices or two choices. But it worked out, and we're really happy. And we relied on the experts for that, the builders. And they did it. We worked with ACE in Manitowoc, and they're just a great team.
It's just kind of encouraging that there are more companies that are attempting to do these things for people like you and companies like yours that want to do more sustainable construction.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a trend that stays.
And so go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wanted to say, I read Jane's profile, and it said that she has a love-hate relationship with gardening. So Love
she does. That is true. The amount of we started the show in July, and Jane came on like 2 weeks after I started the show, and basically we'd get to Friday and be like, "What are you doing this weekend?" And until it got to like November, she's like, "I'm fighting with my garden."
You know what my issue is, Hans? I love spring planting, and I love, you know, the end of May and in all through June, and then about the middle of July, I start looking at them going, you know, get a little creative and get your own moisture. Just suck it out of the air. I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, I know a guy, so I've got a little bit of an irrigation system in my garden. But the problem is, you know, once you get to that kind of middle season, if you're not getting in there weeding every weekend, it's all of a sudden you turn your back and you've kind of lost the battle.
Yeah, there's no question. You got to keep up on it.
This is why I don't. I have enough other things to do.
Your houseplant behind you, that's great.
That is definitely not real. That is from Target and fake.
She's a new homeowner, Hans. So okay. this is going to be her first year. We're going to get you some flowers. We'll get you going.
Yeah. We probably will. So as far as takeaways from this experience of being intentional with the new expansion and the new headquarters, what would you say for other business owners who are interested, who are sustainable curious, we'll call it, as far as what would you take away from this, from building this, for other business owners to keep in mind if they were to want to do something similar?
It doesn't necessarily add a lot of cost or any additional cost. There's enough out there where this can just be kind of the go-to decision. But at the very least, compare. See, like, what would it be if I did this extra thing? Or maybe, you know, maybe it's not extra. And there's a couple other things we did. We have a green wall in our front lobby. It wasn't very expensive at all. You know, it's a little bit of maintenance, and you have to plan ahead for it because we had it plumbed and there's certain valves you have to get at in the wall if need be. But that was no different or a challenge for the builders. That was just standard plumbing. And we also have EV chargers. We have two parking lots. And that was a very small expense. And right now they're not being fully utilized, but I'm trying to think ahead to the future. And any guests, you know, any of our customers or guests, vendors who come that have an EV, they can happy to have them use it.
And Hans, I'm curious too, in the article that we read from WPR, why is it so important for you to stay in Manitowoc? I think that's really wonderful.
Right. Well, that's the foundation of the business and the family. Not to mention there's a great workforce. We have wonderful employees, and I'll touch upon that in a little bit too. But we didn't really think or look beyond Manitowoc. We knew that we wanted to stay. There's always business decisions. Our previous location was technically just outside of the city limits, like right on the north side of town. So we were in the county, in the town. So we're paying a little bit more property taxes, but there's a nice trade-off with that. We get really nice utilities. We have water we can drink in the new building. So
Hans, unfortunately, we have to end this segment, but it was so great talking to you. Hans Dram is the president of Dram Corporation. Yes. We have all of your retail websites, so we're going to put that in the show notes for today's show, so you can go check out all of the retail items that you can get from them if you're a gardener. Thank you so much, Hans. This is As Goes Wisconsin. And
lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane Matner is on the board. You are listening to us somewhere on the Civic Media Network, either on a radio or on streaming or on the app or on a podcast later. But wherever you are listening, if you feel like you have a business that could benefit from some free advertising on the radio, we have a deal for you. Don't miss out. We have less than a week away on Thursday, January 26th. Only, literally, once we've sold out, we will be shutting it down. So mark your calendars, 9 a.m. Thursday, January 26th. You go to civicmedia.us/million, and you'll fill out an application with a couple questions, and then you'll have a salesperson from Civic Media follow up with you to help you figure out what you want to say, get your message into an audio format, and literally, it is free. And so do not miss out on this. And so mark your calendars, Thursday, January 26th, 9 a.m., civicmedia.us/million. But just remember, you gotta say, when there's going to be a question on that application that says, who sent you? How'd you hear about this? And even if you hear one of the other hosts say it, I'm nicely asking you that you say, well, Jane and Kristen from As Goes Wisconsin sent me, of course.
Obviously. Of course.
How else do I spend my 11 to 2 every day, Monday through Friday, listening to those two?
We would really appreciate it.
We would really appreciate it. And so don't miss out. I don't know if we'll do this again, but it is an awesome opportunity right now, because I'm not joking. It's hard to escape the Civic Media Network, one of our many stations across the state right now,
yes,
as far as how far the coverage is for all of our different stations and community, but then obviously even people who are listening from anywhere. Fun fact, I listened from Aruba when I was on my honeymoon.
Were you listening on the stream?
I was listening on the stream.
Oh, that's cool.
I was one of our guest hosts. I think Philip Morris was guest hosting, and I said, I wonder what Philip's going to talk about today. So I was literally sitting on a beach, and I tuned in, and was like, I can't wait to get back. I'm just joking.
But I even some texters on our text line at 844-967-2789. We have a 323, which is California. We had a 507, I think, earlier this week, which was from Minnesota. So welcome wherever you're listening.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to round out this hour with another rendition of a couple more ways to improve your life slightly without a lot of effort. We are into the 60s at this point.
We're getting there.
Because we have, how many weekdays do we have left? We have 5 next week, and then 2 Monday and Tuesday. And then the first is a Wednesday.
I think so.
So we got seven days to get through the other 35. Yeah, I can do math. Live math is hard. All right, number 61. Of course, this is if this is the first time you're hearing this, The Guardian, which is a British publication that I read fairly well. They have a lot of good journalism, but they published on January 1st 100 ways to improve your life without really trying. And so we just decided to have a feel good segment once a day where we go through around five of them, and we decide if it's something that we would like to actually adopt into our life or not.
Or just completely ignore their advice and move on.
Like, how much effort is it really when you're asking me to take a cold shower? No, thank you.
Yeah, right.
All right, so number 61, make something from scratch. Works best if it's something you'd normally buy, such as a dress or a bag.
No.
I'm not sure I'm going to wear a dress that I sewed, if I'm going to be totally honest.
No.
Unless I'm going to like Bonnaroo.
Right. If I can wear a sack and it only needs two seams, then I could probably.
If it's a sack and then you can just belt it.
Right. I mean, no, I'm not. I thought makes from scratch. They were talking about food. Now that I can see. I've bought frozen lasagna before. I made my first ever lasagna for Christmas this year. I think it's good to do stuff like that.
What I would love, I feel like my someday hobby that I've always dreamed of, it just takes a lot of space and effort to do, is like fix up old furniture and like paint it and like do all those kind of like hacks on painting it and putting new knobs on and stuff. But like, I have a friend who's actually a pretty good woodworker, who's a girl. She's also a brewmaster. So she's that girl who's like very cool. And I feel like I would be more inclined to make something from scratch out of wood, as long as I had someone teaching me how to do it, like a bookshelf or something.
Yeah, that'd be really rewarding.
Clothing. Because I think it'd be a long shot for me to be like, yes, I'm actually going to wear this. Versus a bookshelf, I'd be like, I made that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right, 62. Go to bed earlier, but don't take your phone with you. I'm trying to do this very,
are you?
Very much so, but I'm failing.
Well, it's not going to be an overnight, you know, breaking of this habit. Even if you do it once a week, Kristen, that would probably be a step in the right direction.
That's true.
Just don't scroll one night a week. Just one. Start with that.
All right. We'll start there.
All right.
We'll start there. All right. Number 63. We kind of talked about this on Monday for Martin Luther King Day. Volunteer. And like, I still feel like finding the right thing that's easy to plug into as a volunteer, both that you find rewarding, but also if you want to do it regularly, but it's certainly something that I would like to start doing more of, but trying to figure out with my schedule, what's the best thing to be able to
where you can just
do
jump in and
not feel like it feels like it's rewarding and consistent. You can do it consistently versus like this one time. And so certainly I think that's a good one.
Yes, definitely.
Back to, we'll see how you feel about this. 64, dry your cutlery with a cloth. It keeps it shiny.
Okay. I'm a big air dryer.
Okay.
We have the drying rack, and I know some people are, that's like a crime, man. You shouldn't leave your dish, you know, you should. And maybe it's
why is it a crime?
At least when I was growing up, you dried the dishes and you put them away.
So they wouldn't be like, there wouldn't be like water spots on them and stuff?
That's how you wash the dishes and that's how you finish the dishes. You wash them, you dry them, you put them away. Otherwise, the job is not done. And so I think I've rebelled against that. And it's like, ha, take that. I'm leaving my clean dish and it's going to air dry. You're such a rebel.
Such a rebel. All right. Number 65. Instead of buying a morning coffee, set up a daily transfer of $2. Well, they said £2 because it's British. But $2 from a current current account into a savings account and forget about it. Use it to treat yourself to something different later.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. It's like the silent saving. I set that up. Mike and I both set that up for this year in that like 10% of everything we make is just going directly. You can set it up on Arch. Like we use Chase and you can just have like everything as soon as it hits your like a direct deposit just sends 10% of that immediately and transfers to our savings account.
And
so
you don't even miss it, right?
That's exactly a
wonderful idea.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let us know. Do any of those seem like things that you would like to adopt? It doesn't sound like that much work.
We want to see pictures of your handmade dress and purses.
Yes. 844-967-2789. All right, well, we have the top of the hour news when we come back, and then Matt Miller is going to be here, the culture editor at On Milwaukee. So if you're interested in Oscar nomination buzz, stick around.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC,
and WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5